Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible, God's Word, is key to our proper lifestyle for the new year. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will come to this broadcast table to discuss why it is important for us to abide in his word, the Bible, for the future.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Might be helpful to just quickly go over some of those major issues for 2018 that we need to discuss this week.
Well, there are so many things that we could touch on, but let me just run over a few ones that I think are going to continue to be a major issue for the church and the world as a whole. First would be that Pope Francis, I think, will be continue to be one of the most controversial popes, and on several fronts. I think the evangelical church will continue to move away from a literal, grammatical, historical method of interpretation, and I think that's going to lead to increasing attacks on dispensationalism and even leading into some anti-Semitism in various forms, maybe even within the church. I think the biblical gospel is likely to be under siege like never before, especially with the ongoing resurgence of five-point Calvinism. And tied to the problem of sound biblical interpretation, one topic that we've covered several times is sensationalism in teaching, preaching, and writing concerning prophecy and the end times. I think the LGBT agenda, now called the LGBTQ agenda, and they keep adding letters to it, I think this will continue to be front and center, and the culture wars and gender issues are likely to get even more strange as we move forward. And then as part of this issue, there's this ongoing battle against the biblical institution of monogamous marriage between a man and a woman as a foundation for society.
Well, there's the list. We need to stay in the book to see how the Lord deals with each and every one of these issues, do we not?
We absolutely do, and we need to take the Bible seriously, and we need to learn how to interpret it correctly.
David James with a biblical perspective on how to live in the new year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The guidebook for life is the Word of God, the Bible. All Scripture is given to us by God through inspiration and is profitable. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. A daily dose of God's Word is that which takes care of all of the issues that will confront us in this new year. The Bible also tells us what the future will be. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, where it says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, thus we need to study it." And then, of course, as we study it, the Bible tells us how to live in this world as we await the call from Jesus to join him in the air at the rapture of the church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...